Part B. Welcome back to the show. We're continuing our conversation with quantitative futurist Michael Parks. Michael, where do you think science and technology are headed next?
In our daily lives, we're starting to see a move toward a health and wellness trend. We already have a variety of things like smartwatches that measure our fitness levels. You can also buy a ring that has a digital assistant to monitor your health. There are wristbands that detect and judge your emotions and measure your stress and exercise habits. There are even smart yoga pants that you can wear that will tell you if you're doing the poses correctly. All of these different wearable devices are collecting our data, helping us understand ourselves better. In addition, you can send data directly to your instructor, or in some cases to your physician for remote medical care.
Are the physicians making diagnoses solely based on the data collected through these devices? There doesn't seem to be enough information for that.
No, currently there is only enough information to help physicians a little. However, as more data on patients' cases are accumulated, artificial intelligence systems will be able to provide extremely accurate diagnoses through deep learning. I'm sure the diagnostic accuracy will vastly improve in the future.
Estonia in Northern Europe is known for its e-government. I hear Estonia has an advanced healthcare tech system.
Right. Its e-health system provides efficient and effective medical care. The electronic records of patients' medical and medication histories allow doctors to treat patients based on a greater volume of accurate information, and patients can receive medicine immediately with their ID cards. In addition, by collecting and analyzing genome data of about 10% of the population, they are working to prevent diseases or provide earlier treatment.
What other efforts are being made there, apart from in the medical field?
99% of the government services are electronic in Estonia. Among them, their e-residency is unique. With your passport and a 100-euro application fee, you can become an e-resident of Estonia and start a business there, regardless of where you live in the world.
This is only possible because everything is electronic. But what cannot be done online?
Marriage and divorce. These procedures are not digitized so that people do not make decisions based on temporary feelings.
I see. E-government seems very advantageous, but I am very concerned about its security.
Estonia's e-government was an early adopter of blockchain technology. Blockchain is an extremely secure and reliable system, so it is also used for virtual currencies.
Speaking of blockchain, we often hear about NFTs these days. So before we finish here, could you briefly tell us about NFTs?
Simply put, NFT means that whatever it is unique or original. Imagine you have digital artwork. It can be easily copied. NFT artwork, however, has digital certification to keep track of ownership. So it has special value that copies do not have. In recent years, the NFT market has been rapidly expanding and attracting attention. But there are some problems, such as the fact that the legal system has not kept pace with the trends.
They say NFTs are the wave of the future, creating new value in the digital world. Thank you very much for your time today.